after all the wine we drank.
Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Central Coast Uncorked. We apologize if it's a little bit loud in here.
I feel like it's kind of going to be a lot louder. I think we're right under a speaker.
Let me turn up the gain a little bit, see if that helps. But anyway, we actually met up to drink some wine while we record this because we don't drink enough wine while we record the other parts.
I'm also eating a loaf of bread.
It's literally a loaf. It's really good, guys. Real good. Well, we hope you guys had a great week. We, in this episode, we visited Sausalito Canyon, which is in Edna Valley.
Yes, it is. It's like not way far into Edna Valley, though. Like, it's real close to San Luis. It's an easy little, like, quick stop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty neat. They had a really nice outdoor patio. The inside of the tasting room is very small, so definitely go there on a nice day.
Although the patio, part of the patio was covered, so if you were dressed more, you could probably go there in the rain, and it might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But great, great patio picnic area.
Yeah. So we had a really nice time, and we hope that you enjoy the podcast. Take a listen and get our thoughts about the wines, and then we'll see you at the end.
Sounds good. Enjoy.
Enjoy. This is like definitely switching gears, like going from Pinot, Syrah, to Zinfandel.
Yeah. So do they only do reds?
I don't think so, because here on their list they have whites and rosé, but they don't have any.
Oh. Ooh, rosé.
Yeah.
They have this, a poster of this in the bathroom. I took a picture. They're doing like a year-end sale on the 30th to 31st.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what I like about this so far is the inside tasting room area is tiny.
Ooh, very different.
Tiny, but yes. Like at least this is covered. I still don't think this would be like the best place to go when it's raining outside. But
probably not.
It's nice that this covered tasting area is here.
It's very inviting.
It is.
I like that they have a thing with blankets.
Yes.
I like that they have dog bowls with water.
Yep. Dog friendly on the patio. Also, it seems to be kid friendly too. They have like apple juice or applesauce or something in the refrigerator inside. Kid snacks.
Although I love those applesauce in a pouches. I eat them all the time. I have one every morning. So pizza, not steak.
Mmm. Whoa. That really does knock your socks off.
And that
is
what it says. What can we really say besides whoa? And you said whoa.
And it knocks your socks off. For sure.
Like, not at all what I would expect from a zin. It's like light and sweet. Like, I get a lot of Jolly Rancher. Which I'm kind of into.
It's like tart.
Yeah.
It's light and tart. And then there's... there's some ripe fruit on the ends, but yeah, definitely tart and mostly unripe on the palate.
Yeah, I would be kind of disappointed if I had made like this great steak dinner and I wanted a zin to go with it, and I unknowingly opened this.
Yeah, but they did warn us about that. They said
they did.
Pizza, not steak.
Yes.
So, good warning.
I like that they waive your tasting fee with one bottle.
Yes, instead of two.
Yes.
I'm really interested in this Zin Tempranillo Petite Syrah blend.
That is unusual.
Yeah. I'm also really excited for this one because I think these are the old vine. I think that's the vineyard that's out by my house.
Oh. I feel like today, like, the atmosphere just has, like, a mellow atmosphere. Like, I feel calmer than I normally would.
Yeah. Other than my heart palpitations. Guys, this might be the last podcast I ever record.
Yeah, and I don't know how to do it. So it was a short run, but a good run.
We haven't even released any yet.
So this is Arroyo Grande Valley Zin. It is very big and bold. It's going to be the other end of the spectrum from the Backroads. Backroads was the Tuesday night mac and cheese zin, easy. This is more of a traditional zin style. So big tannins, dry, earthy. It's going to be more like a tart. They are hilarious. It's going to be more like a tart cranberry on the palate.
Okay.
It's just so well made and a lot of fabulous structure.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
So good.
Oh, the color is beautiful.
It is.
I think that's
the first two were both 100%
too. Okay.
And then the rest was in blend.
I think that's my favorite thing about Zin is the color.
I like how much the color varies.
Yeah.
I like how some zins are really light, but not necessarily tasting light. But then the other end, it can be it can look like glass.
This is a hefty tasting color. Or else the glass is just deceiving.
The glass was, I think both. I think it's hefty and the smaller glass.
Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
That's interesting because I don't think it's very interesting.
Well, it's not what I was expecting.
Right.
It's kind of boring. It's kind of flat. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not
there's
intriguing,
fruit.
But it was not what I was expecting.
The way she was describing it, I was expecting there to be more tannin to it, to be more structure and maybe grip my mouth a little bit more. But it's pretty chill.
I feel like maybe my opinion of Zin is just screwed up because of Tobin James and not their store label, but their fancy labels. Mm-hmm. The Zins are so heavy. It feels like jam in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And it has such a distinct flavor that maybe that's what I think of for Zin, and that's inaccurate.
Yeah, could be. I mean, it's not bad. That's not what I mean by saying it's not interesting. I just mean that it's not complex.
It's tasty. It's just kind of, I feel like it's kind of flat.
Yeah.
I would keep drinking it because it tastes good, but I don't want to keep drinking it because it's engaging my mind.
Yeah. You just drink it and not think twice about it. It's cool.
Yeah. Jesus. I always feel kind of bad dumping in wine. I feel like I'm being a little disrespectful to the people who poured it for me.
It's a tasting, not a drinking.
But is it though?
Well, I think that most
it's
people don't want
to
drink. And, we're here to taste.
We
gotta keep our palates fresh, man.
Yeah, I know. I just feel bad. Especially when they're standing right there and you're didn't like that one as much.
Here, if it makes you feel better, what you could do is you could drink some and then swish around your mouth and then spit it out.
That definitely seems like a waste. And I'd probably just end up with wine all over my boobs and hair.
You gotta get really good at the spitting. So I decided, I was looking at this morning. This is my last year. So 2019 is my last year to do the Certified Sommelier test before I have to retake the introduction one or level one. So that's my goal. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go for it.
That's cool. I'm definitely.
You have to pass all of it. I think for the advanced, you sit for the theory and the tasting, and then you can do the service at another time. But for certified, you have to do all three on the same day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where do you get to go for this one?
The tasting is pretty cool because.
For our wine club pickup parties, we have them here, and we can open the barn doors.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
And some of our pickup parties have been pretty big.
Cool. Nice. That's awesome. And then for just a regular tasting,
mm-hmm.
How much notice do you for reservations? I'm assuming six or more you reservations.
Yes.
As long as we have enough staff, you can call the day before. And if we have space, if you don't already have a reservation for a big group, we can accommodate you. So it's mainly just to make sure we have enough staff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Thank
but
you.
Most people usually call a week to 2 ahead.
Yeah. So. I feel like when there's that many people, you kind of know what's going on.
Yeah. So this is our Dos Más. Dos Más in Spanish is two more. So it's Zinfandel plus two more because we are known for our Zin. We're a Zinfandel. So Zinfandel Grenache Petite Syrah. So it's a 2014 vintage. So it's been in the bottle a while. So very very soft in the tannins. Very drinkable. I think it's a very beautiful little wine.
Awesome. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
I don't know that I've ever had a combination like this.
Grenache, Zinfandel, and Petite. I had a Grenache at Wine Sneak on Friday. That was good. It was out of Spain. It's a garnacha. Pretty good.
Maybe when I go back to Spain this year, I will try and drink better wine. Probably not, because it's going to be hot again. I'm just going to drink a bunch of cheap sangria and cheap white wine.
That would be a waste, because you could do a podcast, like, you could do your own podcast sessions.
I feel like it'll depend on, like, if Kurt's parents end up with us the entire time, or if Kurt and I can sneak away for a couple days.
Yeah. This is more interesting.
It is. But it doesn't smell more interesting. To me, it smells kind of like nothing.
Okay, I thought that was just because I was congested.
No, like, you're really, it's kind of like, it's kind of blank smell-wise, like.
So I feel
like the taste is intriguing.
I feel like there's more structure on this one than the last one as I continue to go. And there's less, like, it's less fruit forward. Like, it's not as, like, ripe and
definitely
jammy. Yeah. Or, it's, I mean, calling that other one jammy was not right either. But, I mean.
Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah. Interesting.
I feel like the Grenache, like, kind of gives us a nice, neutral, like, fresh starting place.
Yeah.
I don't know what I, like, I always think of Petite Syrah as, like, a really heavy wine, so I was definitely expecting more.
Well, there's only 15%.
Yeah. My favorite is, I was at Alta Colina, which I love. You'll hear me talk about that.
Yeah, you talked about that in the last episode.
I can't help it. They're my favorite, okay? They're the best out there. But I was talking to Bob, their winemaker, who's great, by the way. And he was, like, telling me about their GSM blend, so that's kind of, like, their flagship wine. And there was one year he was pouring for us, and it had, like, 1% of something. And I was like, no, I can't remember what the 1% was of. But, and I was like, why only 1%? Like, what does 1% of something do?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I mean, I could tell you, like, it takes the little edge off, and he's, like, saying all these things. He's like, or I could tell you the truth, which is I wanted to keep a GSM. I needed the M. It must have been the M. So I put 1%. And I was like, I love that. Thank you for telling me that. Like, and their GSM is delicious.
So. Well, like, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, like, each year is different, right? Like, it could have just been that year that, like.
Oh, yeah, no, it was just the one year that it didn't. He said it like it was perfect. It didn't need. It must be the Mourvèdre.
Mourvèdre.
That was the 1%.
Yeah.
Because he was like, it didn't need it, but I wanted a GSM blend, so it needed the M.
Yeah. Interesting.
I thought it was great.
This is a GZP blend, you guys. I have seen GZM. GZM is at
Calcareous.
Yep. Are you still a member
there? It's ZSM.
ZSM, whatever.
No, we canceled that membership.
Oh.
That was one of our cutbacks. And also, like, we've talked about canceling them many times because they've been so rude to us when we've been out there before.
Yeah.
Not every time, but more often than not.
Maybe we should ask them if we can record a podcast out there.
Maybe. Maybe we should bring Kurt and see if they're polite or rude. Because it's definitely him.
Okay.
It is. And he'll say that.
Poor guy.
Like, he's like, a come in looking like a dirt bag. Then they would, like, look up how much wine we bought. And then they were really nice. And
that's annoying.
In their defense, like, the last few times we went in, there was one woman, I can't remember her name, but we ended up with her pouring for us. And she was fantastic. And they were very polite. And I think they kind of started to recognize Kurt, I'm sure. Like, I'm not as recognizable as he is in a winery. My husband's, like, a big old car guy, you guys. Like, he's got a big old
beard. That's not a very good description. He looks like ZZ Top.
He will like that a lot, because usually people tell him he looks like Duck Dynasty, which he does not like so much, but he's really into ZZ Top, so he'll appreciate that. Minus the fuzzy guitar and, like, suit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
His suit, okay, the reason people refer to him as Duck Dynasty is because his wedding suit was lined with camo, okay. You guys.
Pure coincidence.
Not a
coincidence. He asked me if he could have a camo suit for our wedding, and I said absolutely not. Like, under no, like, That's no, you cannot have a camo suit for a wedding. Like, you don't even hunt.
He just likes to shoot guns.
We go wedding suit shopping. I was like just home from Japan, super jet lagged. I think I'd been home like a day and a half.
Why did he wait so long?
Because he never went like when he was supposed to, and then he kept saying it was so he didn't buy the wrong thing, so I had to go. So we go to Men's Warehouse in San Luis, which was great.
Shout out MW.
Might have had some wine with me, and then also had cocktails at brunch, so I was definitely not sober. So we go there, and he's kind of mad at me because I'm a little bit tipsy and jet lagged. Like, jet lagged is the main thing. Like, I was so tired. I just was like,
the alcohol was just to like get enough sugar in your bloodstream to stay awake.
Exactly. Trying to like get back on schedule. And like, we go there and he tries on a couple suits, and the one we end up liking, he has like the biggest grin on ever. And I'm like, what is going on? And he opens the sides and it's lined with camo. And he's like, I'm getting my camo suit. So he has
it worked out.
It did.
It worked out for both of you.
He looked very handsome. And he got to wear his camo. And then he gave my parents a Duck Dynasty playing card as a portrait of him that's hanging in their house.
Next to my wedding picture, by the way, you guys. I've been upstaged by Duck Dynasty. I had a baby, didn't matter. Duck Dynasty takes the win.
At least they have an actual picture of you. They only have a picture of a guy from Duck Dynasty.
That's true. Your bangs like look better than they did the other day. Did you change them?
No. My hair is clean today.
Okay.
I washed it.
That could be it. They've been sort of sticking together.
I definitely have washed it.
Gross.
For a couple days.
Ew.
Why are you mean? I've seen how dirty your hair gets.
Okay, but when my hair's curly, you can't tell.
Oh, I can't. Pretty sure it's my job to tell. Yeah, no. And you know, I think they're a little bit flatter today rather than like fuller.
Yeah. No, they look nice. How's Kurt adjusting to them?
You know, he never said anything. I feel like he probably doesn't like them, but he doesn't know how to say that. So his, I'm going to sleep on it and then never mention it again, was whatever. He doesn't really care.
Nice.
He's not the most into appearance on me or himself or anyone else, really.
His beard has gotten long again.
I know. I just rolled my eyes really hard.
That you rolled your eyes so hard, I thought they might get stuck there.
That sounds like something Kurt would say. He was like, maybe I want it to get bushy, like when we first met.
Ew.
And
that sounds gross.
Whatever. If he wants people to refer to him as Duck Dynasty more, that's fine with me. I'm gonna cut bangs if he doesn't like it, so he can have a beard. I thought his beard looked so good for the wedding.
It looked really nice for the wedding.
But that was like
his haircut looked really nice for the wedding.
I'm pretty sure I did his haircut.
I thought he went and like got it done.
He got his beard done.
Oh, okay.
But I think I can't really remember, but I think I cut his hair for the wedding. Maybe.
He also, his hair looked really nice. He went to like a barber one time, and I feel like you were a little bit salty about it, but it looked really nice.
I actually like when he goes to a barber, because I hate cutting hair at home.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, my only problem with the barber is the one that he goes to, like, makes major mistakes that I have to fix. And I have higher expectations from a barber. Like, I feel like if
they
your specialty is men's haircuts, like, it should definitely be better than me, because that is not my specialty.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to, like, cut my husband's hair when he gets home from the barber.
I like the shape of the bottles.
These are our blends. Put all our blends in.
They're like flared a little bit.
Yeah.
Where is the vineyard at? Like, do you guys have grapes around here?
No.
Or?
It's too cold in the valley to grow Zinfandel.
That makes sense because nobody else does it.
Nobody else does it. We're back up behind Lopez Lake.
Okay.
So our vineyard's about 16 miles southeast of here.
Okay.
So that's how we're able to grow Zin, because it's higher elevation.
Nice. Okay. Do you guys do events back there sometimes?
Yeah. We do two events a year for the wine club.
Okay.
We have a wine club barbecue every year.
Awesome.
And then we do a barrel tasting or futures tasting. So this is Muchacho. This is the big brother of the Dos Mas. Zinfandel, Tempranillo, and Petite Syrah. And the Tempranillo is from Leticia Vineyard.
Oh, okay.
So it keeps it up a couple notches. Tempranillo is really dry, earthy, and big tan. So it really makes this wine good for like a meaty, fatty dish or real spicy dish.
Okay, cool.
But so the first bottle, the Dos Mas, is a little taller. And when our winemaker started making blends about 12 years ago, he saw that bottle in France. And so for the first dozen years, he's been ordering it from Paris every year.
Oh, wow.
So finally this year, he got with a local glassmaker, a bottle maker, and then made one here because nobody in the United States makes a bottle like this.
That's awesome.
So this one's a little shorter, but still it's got the nice flair because it's not a varietal bottle. Everything in Europe is made for a specific varietal. This one's just fun.
Yeah. So it has, like, the shape of it doesn't do anything to the wine. It's
right.
Just purely aesthetic.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. I kind of like that even more.
I know. She says I want something spunky for my blend. So all our blends are in this one.
Cool. Nice. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Do ladies want some water?
Sure.
All right.
Ooh, that smells really good.
Yeah, that smells really good. I still get, like, a lot of, like, Jolly Rancher. Like, a cherry Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm. I'd see that.
Almost in, like, that artificial, like, candy way.
I thought there was going to be more structure to that. It smells really good. The taste is not unpleasant. Like, I'm enjoying it, but I thought there was going to be more structure.
Yeah. I feel like they've all had that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, that light, I don't want to say, like, cheap feel.
It's not cheap.
That, like... Like, I feel like there's nothing to linger. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it, like, definitely dissipated out of my mouth very quickly. Like, there's no... What is that called? The finish was short and sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, like, wrapped up in my mouth. It was great. Like, my mouth enjoyed it while it was happening, and then it was, like, over.
And then it... Like, I feel like I'm just left with, like, this, like, after candy taste. With, like, fake sugar that I don't like. Like, you finish a candy, and that just, like, residual artificialness remains, and that's kind of what I feel like I taste.
Mm. I'm not tasting much on the end because I think because I'm congested.
Mm. Yeah. I'm good.
Like, I would definitely drink a glass of it if someone poured it for me.
Yes. But I don't think I'd seek it out.
You don't think you would stick it out?
Seek it out.
Oh, seek it out.
I'll stick out a glass of box wine if I have to, but, like...
Oh, I wouldn't. Oh, gross. It depends on the box. Yeah. But most of the boxes I've tried are not great. Anything that comes in a platter, I feel like it...
Okay, so on my financial cutbacks, I thought, you know, if I could find... a bottle of wine that was like $15 instead of $40 to drink like on a regular basis, that would save me a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I went to Trader Joe's and I bought all of their Trader Joe's brands cabs.
All of them?
There's only three.
Oh. Like, did you buy 15 bottles of wine?
No. I only bought their cabs because I figured that's an easy one. It, you know, it's a pretty no-brainer red wine. The cheapest one was like $5 or $6. It was the Coastal. So it was from here. It was actually bottled by Castoro, which should have been my first hint.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good. I drank like probably a glass and a half, and then I was like, why am I even drinking this? Like, it was like $5, $6. Like, it's not worth it. Then they had...
It's $1 a glass. That's terrible.
Another one that was like from Lodi. Maybe they called it their reserve or something, and it was maybe $12. And that one was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, come on. Then, like, that's bulk wine coming out of, like, Lodi.
Lodi? I feel like
I've
had a wine or two from there.
But it's not Lodi.
Like, well, I'm trying to find a cheap wine, okay? First two are a bust. So, then they have their, like, Platinum Yountville cab.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's totally drinkable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much is it? Is it, like, drinkable
like
for the price?
$15. Okay.
I'm not saying that I want to open it for company, but for, like, Wednesday night when it's just me and I just want, like, 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend $40 to $60 on it. Totally drinkable.
Yeah. Okay.
No matter what the internet tells you, there is a difference.
There is. I don't understand why people... I feel like you really have to brown paper bag it, because otherwise if people are like, oh, this is a $100 bottle and this is a $50 bottle and this is a $20 bottle. Like, people get this, like, bias in their head sometimes where, like, either, yes, they're going to pick the $100 bottle as the best one, or yeah, they're going to be like, oh, it's not that good, because they don't want it to be that good.
Yeah. In my experience, they're usually pretty freaking good.
So this is our 1880 here in Lux. It's our old vine Zinfandel from our vines that are 138 years old.
Wow.
And it is only poured in December.
Oh.
We release it to the wine club first weekend in December, and we pour it the rest of the month for everybody else.
Cool.
It goes away.
Is that just because it's limited, or?
Very limited. We only do 100 to 150 cases.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Because it's only 3.5 acres. They're very, very old. They're dry firm as well. So we don't irrigate them. So the production is very low.
Okay. Cool.
It's cool. Amazing.
Thank you.
100% Zin. It's fabulous.
Has a beautiful color.
It does. It's super
this
deep
is what I, like,
ruby.
Imagine a Zin looking like.
Super deep ruby. It's very, it's young though. I mean, it's 2016, so the color reflects that.
Now, this is what I imagine when I think of a Zin, this is what it tastes like. Or more like it, what it tastes like. It still has, like, a lightness to it that all of their wines have had, but, like,
that could just be the area, too, because, I mean, Arroyo Grande doesn't get, like, super warm like Paso does.
Yeah.
I mean, we have hot days, but...
Yeah, no, not. Paso's always hot in summer.
It's good. Is it $75 good?
No, not even close.
But it's good. I would drink it over all the other ones.
Me too, for sure. But no, I wouldn't buy a bottle. I think my favorite was the Muchacho.
Really? You didn't like it?
I didn't?
No.
Then maybe it was the Dos Mas.
Okay, because you poured it out.
I dumped both of them.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Right, no, but you definitely were just like, no, I don't like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well then it was the Dos Mas.
Okay. We could play back the recording to find out. You know what I think is interesting? It's like, okay, the tasting fee is $15. See, this is what doesn't make sense to me about wineries, right? So the tasting fee is $15. You get complimentary tasting with one bottle. If I buy the 24 bottle, I get a free tasting. If I buy the $75 bottle, I get one free tasting. That doesn't make sense.
I mean,
I should get 3 free tastings. Yeah. Right? If you multiply
I
it
just
out.
Feel like that's how they get me, is because it's like for $10 more I can bring them a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I almost always do that. I probably, like, the last place I didn't, just because I didn't want to spend $50 on a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
But, like,
and you had to buy 2 there. So yeah, we each would have had to buy one just to get one tasting.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, I have mixed emotions on the tasting fees. Like, I get
too.
It. I get it.
I do get it, because, like, it's...
Especially if you come in with, like, a big group. Like, there's a big group here. They're loud. They aren't
going to
seem, like, serious
here.
Wine.
Yeah. They're just here to drink.
But at the same time, like, when I come in and it's 2 of us... They have no way of knowing that we have wine collections at home. But, like, I just feel like... I don't know. I also feel like there should be a local discount always.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
they
like...
They do that in Napa.
If you live in a 15 to 20 mile radius of wherever you're at, they should take, like, $5 or $10 off for being a local.
Yeah.
What did you leave off with your tasting?
We are all done, I think, actually.
Oh, you're all done.
Yeah.
Please let me know if you'd like to revisit anything real quick.
Okay, thank you.
Everybody working here has been super nice.
Yeah, very knowledgeable, very nice.
Super approachable, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, like, snooty.
Nope.
They seem super down to earth, and, like, you could come in and chat with them and ask them all your dumb questions.
Yeah.
And they would be happy to answer them, not, like, roll their eyes at you and be like, ugh.
Right.
I like that. Like, I like a down to earth place.
Me, too. Especially, I mean, they're local, they've been here for a long time. Thank you.
friendly, like, had great stories about the wines.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the visit. I don't think the wines were my favorite. Like, there was nothing that I didn't like. It was just that it wasn't anything I would seek out.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I had to take anything home. Like, right. I wasn't like, oh, I need to buy a case of wine here because it was all so amazing. I felt like it was priced well for, like, especially entertaining or something. Yeah. And, like, there was nothing bad about it. Like, I didn't want to spit any of it. I wanted to drink it all. But, yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I loved the picnic area. Like, I would totally go back there if I had out-of-town guests and needed a lunch spot.
Yeah. I think it's very conveniently located as well. You know, it's right on Biddle Ranch Road, which connects 227 and Orchid. So, like, if you stop at Tangent or Trumith or Baleana on the way and then hit Sausalito and maybe Biddle Ranch, and then end somewhere else on 227. It's like the perfect little loop that you can do.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they had a very clean bathroom. I liked that a lot. Very clean.
The candle.
It smelled very nice.
Yeah.
That's important, you know?
For sure. Yeah. So a good bathroom stop, you guys, if you need somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you've got to be. I think it was a $15 tasting fee and or bathroom stop. yeah, I don't know, though. It was good, but it wasn't great, I think.
Yeah, we took a couple pictures, so we will either post those on Instagram and Facebook. We might write a blog post. I don't know that we have enough, like, extra things to say about it to write a blog post, but keep an eye out for the pictures on Instagram and Facebook as, like, for the outdoor area, which was really the highlight.
It really was. And, like, I think they're great for, like, larger groups. While we were there, there was two large groups, like, probably 8 people. One of them rolled up in a van, so, like, definitely a lot of people. And, like, the tasting room attendants, like, were so super cool about it, poured their wine outside for them. Like, they were totally accommodating, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So we had a great time. We hope you enjoyed the episode as well. We hope that we gave you a little insight into what you can expect if you visit there in the future. To wrap it up, we do hope that you are following us on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at Central Coast Uncorked, no spaces, all lowercase, on both Instagram and Facebook. And we have big news. The website is now live.
Exciting!
Yep. So www.centralcoastuncorked.com.
And, like, let us know where you want us to go or what you want to see, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we've got a couple more visits in Edna Valley, and then we're thinking about taking you guys up to North County, maybe. Or down to Santa Barbara County.
Maybe.
So, you know, you let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Have a great week.
Bye.